You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on November 30th, 2025. Welcome to episode 47 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, and the latest on the Surrey Police transition. First up today is Bonsai's The Repugnant Extremities of Human Atrocity with Vomit Ritual. The following content may have some explicit language or vibes that... Okay. The following content may be explicit, so listener discretion is advised. That was Vomit Ritual from Bonsai's The Repugnant Extremities. The Repugnant Extremities of Human Atrocity. Next up is Ruben and the Bullhorn Singers, All These Roads. Here is the title track.
Blade.
Now I'd like to comment on SFU Athletics at this time. On November 24th, the Great Northwest Athletic Conference honored players of the week in basketball and volleyball, where the Red Leaf Natalie Lemoyne-Sells earned the volleyball offensive honors, as she was big in SFU earning the Cole GNAC regular season crown, where Lemoyne-Sells delivered 17 kills in the season finale against Central Washington on November 22nd. Later on November 24th, eight teams in the 2025 NCAA West Regional Championships for Volleyball were announced, where the GNAC will send teams for the fifth time in the last 11 years, as the Red Leafs earned the second seed, Alaska Anchorage Seawolves the fourth, Alaska Fairbanks Nanooks the fifth, Western Washington Vikings the sixth, and Central Washington the seventh. There were multiple recognitions of Red Leafs athletes on November 25th. First with volleyball, where five SFU student athletes were honored by the Great Northwest Athletic Conference, led by Eva Person as the setter of the year, with 8.79 assists per set for third in the GNAC, helping the Red Leafs offense, which led the conference for most in points per set at 17.74, and hitting percentage at .286, as Person earned at least 22 assists in each of her 24 games, with a career-high 50 assists in SFU's win over Seattle Pacific on October 25th, and surpassed 3,000 career assists in SFU's regular season finale to a grand total of 30-36, a five-set win over Central Washington on November 22nd for the Red Leafs' four-way share of their first GNAC crown. Eva Person, who amassed 30-36 assists in her SFU career, also earned her second straight GNAC first-team all-conference, joined by teammate Natalie Lemoyne-Sells for her first selection. Three Red Leafs earned a GNAC all-honorable mention: Megan Hawkins, Debita Hill, who earned a first-team selection in 2024, and Mason Unger for her second straight all-honorable mention. Later on, the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference honored Julia Ricci as the Female Wrestler of the Week, as she went 5-0 in the Missouri Valley Open to win the 207 crown. Two players from each of the SFU soccer programs were named to the Division II Conference Commissioners Association All-West Region teams. First with the women's, as forward Kara Scott and goalkeeper Sarah Lowen made the D2CCA All-West Region first team. Scott led the Red Leafs with a career-high 13 goals, 7 game winners, and added 2 more goals in 44 minutes of playing time in SFU's first NCAA tournament win over Western Oregon. Lowen started all 22 games for SFU, where she just allowed 15 goals, earned 12 shutouts to a career total of 31, followed by 2 shutout wins in the 2025 GNAC Championships, where she was named the MVP, on top of being named the GNAC Co-Defensive Player of the Year. Now to the men's, as Koji Poon made the D2CCA All-West Region first team. As Poon led the Red Leafs offense with 9 goals, including a hat-trick against Colorado Mesa, on top of 5 assists in 16 starts from 18 games. Kian Proctor made the D2CCA All-West Region second team as the co-GNAC Defensive Player of the Year, where he started all 18 games, 11 of which he played full 90 minutes, scoring 3 goals and 2 assists for a total of 8 points. There was a bombshell announcement on November 26th, as the Provost and VP Academic page announced that SFU will be pursuing a membership in U Sports, Canada's leader in university sports in its Canada West division, for a fall 2027 admission, meaning that SFU will leave the NCAA competition in 2027 along with the Great Northwest and Rocky Mountain Athletic Conferences. The decision to leave the NCAA competition comes 9 days after an independent report was released. If SFU's admission to U Sports succeeds, softball, golf, and outdoor track and field teams will be retired as varsity sports, as none of these sports are offered in U Sports. While SFU enjoyed success after joining the NCAA in 2010, SFU executives took the independent report into account, found non-sports-related impacts of competing in U.S., opinions from student athletes, sporting community, and financial implications, which was essential in SFU's decision to move away from the NCAA and return to U Sports, per financial and logistical stability. With SFU confronting financial challenges, it was deemed that competing in U Sports would lead to a cheaper framework, bring stability to SFU athletics and recreation, and lead to a more sustainable model. SFU Athletics and Recreation will now file an application to the Canada West Conference of U Sports, as the two will make their decision in the spring or summer of 2026. There was one game on November 28th as the Red Leafs women's basketball played Colorado Mesa as part of the Colorado Mesa Maybrick Thanksgiving Classic at Brownson Arena in Grand Junction, Colorado, where the tip-off was at 4 p.m. Pacific, and SFU were trounced by Colorado Mesa 81-52. The Red Leafs were led by Haley DeWell with 18 points, followed by Bree Neufeld with 18, while the Mavericks were led by Olivia Reed with 23 points, the highest in the game, Michaela Moore with 18, and Mason Rowland with 16. Both SFU basketball teams were in action on November 29th, first with the women's, as they continued in the Colorado Mesa Maverick Thanksgiving Classic against Fort Lewis at Brownson Arena in Grand Junction, Colorado, where the tip-off was at 11 a.m. Pacific, and the Red Leafs edged the Skyhawks 74-67. SFU were led by Rachel Lukes with 20 points, the highest in the game, followed by Bree Neufeld with 19, and Sophie Bergeron, Once again, I omitted a stat. Just bear with me here. Sorry about this once again. And Sophie Bergeron with 13. Meanwhile, Fort Lewis were led by Ali Mau'ali Fonati with 20 points, tied for the highest in the game, followed by Katie Lamb with 14, Claudia Palacio Gomez, and Makaya Porter with 10 points each. And the men's basketball capped off November 29th by hosting University of Colorado, Colorado Springs at West Gym on the Burnaby Mountain campus, where the tip-off was at 7 p.m. and the Red Leafs shaded the Mountain Lions 87-84. UCCS were led by Xavier Martinez with 20 points, followed by Alexander Herr with 19 and Gavin Carter with 12. Meanwhile, SFU were led by Tate Christensen with 22 points, the highest in the game, Mikhail Malibuyak with 16, and Zach Stone with 12.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current men's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. No interconference games have been played as of yet. Northwest Nazarene are first at 5-1. Montana State Billings are second at 7-2. Seattle Pacific are third at 3-1. St. Martin's are fourth at 5-2. Alaska Anchorage are fifth at 7-3. Central Washington are sixth at 5-4. Western Oregon and Alaska Fairbanks are tied for 7th with 3-3 records each. Western Washington are 9th at 3-5, much like Simon Fraser, for a 9th place tie.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Here are the current women's basketball standings within the Great Northwest Athletic Conference on NCAA Division II. Alaska Anchorage are first at 7-0. Central Washington are second at 6-0. Much like the men's basketball, women's have not played interconference games as of yet. Western Washington are third at 7-2. Then there is a huge drop off in the win parade, as Northwest Nazarene are fourth at 4-2. St. Martin's fifth 4-3. Western Oregon 6-3-3. Montana State Billings 7th 4-5, much like Salmon Fraser. Seattle Pacific 9th at 2-4, and Alaska Fairbanks last in 0-6.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome back. The third act of the hour is Car Seat Headrest, The Scholars. The track is CCF, I'm Gonna Stay With You. Welcome to the second half of episode 47 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be a new feature on the SFU Red Leafs hockey, followed by the latest on the Surrey Police transition. Now I'd like to feature the SFU Red Leafs hockey at this time. On November 28th, the BCIHL Red Leafs hosted the UVic Vikes at Burnaby's Bill Copeland Sports Center, where the puck drop was at 7 p.m. for their third meeting this month. The visitors, UVic, jumped on SFU early in the game as they put shot after shot on the Red Leafs backstop, Max Fowl, and the Vikes were awarded at 5:34 into the first on Cole Fournier's first. UVic doubled their lead on SFU just 68 seconds later on Andrew Casalotto's fourth. However, the Vikes were penalized for too many men on the ice 34 seconds after going up 2-0 at 7:16, and the Red Leafs got on board on the man advantage on Pierce White's third at 8:52. White scored his second of the night to tie the game at 11:58 against the flow of play. UVic got their second penalty with 1:10 left in period one as Cade Laskowski sat out for the second time, this time for tripping, and Nathan Braun scored with 49 seconds